We enter into God's gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Good morning, everyone. Let's recognize any first-time visitors we have today. First-time visitors on this side.
We have a Boyce and Beth Wallet, and we'll introduce Boyce later. He's going to speak for us this morning and tell you more about it then. Then he'll tell you about himself. Okay? Right here on the front row. Third from the front, but close.
About in the middle section.
We have Bill Cole and Carol Hamlet right here with sitting close to the fruit stalls, and we welcome them.
Welcome.
This morning. Okay. And we have David over here, but he's been here before, and he's going to sing again this morning.
Okay, well, welcome, everybody. Announcements are printed in your bulletin. Do we have any special announcements?
Presbyterian meets at the Hallowell Church this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Some of us are going. I represent, well, I'm a member, and Jamie will represent the church. And Teresa is going, and we have about four people representing us there.
Two things from outreach. There's going to be a flea market here. I think that's the first week of June, first weekend. That may be in the bulletin. That'll go for a local outreach. And June the 24th and 25th, we're going to have a yard sale here, and the proceeds from that are going to go to the Columbia South America trip that's in September. And we may have some more people going from this church. Got some people interested this morning. Right now, three of us are going. That may increase to five.
Six. No,
Sign Deborah.
I wanted to remind everybody about the baby shower next week, next Sunday, for J.C. And register at Baby Star Us and Target, and they're expecting a holding. Right, Grandpa?
Larry.
Okay. We also have Peggy Wilson. She may have been here before, but we're not sure. So we welcome Miss Peggy Wilson on the back here.
Pete, could you help me with the registration books on that side? Charles, can you grab them on that side? If you would, please register, and if you're a visitor, put your name and address, and if you'd like for us to follow up, please note it as such. We'd love to come and visit. Okay, prayer and praise request. You have a cue card in front of you. If you have a prayer or praise request, please write it down and we'll get it added to our prayer list.
I'd like to give a praise report. John and Joyce Lovelace, who I work with through the mission work, Joyce has been experiencing some problems with lymphoma. I guess it's called lymphoma. But people have been praying for her all over the country. And the last visit she had with the doctor showed that most of the cancer had disappeared. So we're praising God for that. Is that right, Joyce? That is correct.
It's wonderful.
Jonah asked me to put Ken's grandfather
on the list this morning.
Jerry
Lucanum,
he was taken to the hospital this morning.
Pam Baker's grandmother, Ella Rain, is just in her last hours, they think. So, just up Pam and the family, and just Ella Rain.
This morning, Sherry Winter is here to lift up and thank everybody who in any way contributed to the that barbecue last night. She mentioned several names specifically, but I really taking down all those grapevines and auctioning, but Steve Jordan, who had to sit outside and miss the whole show because he made all that fat in his barbecue, and he appreciated it. He mentioned his staff and help. And I just want to lift up the feeling of fellowship, not just church-wide, but community-wide, that we experienced last night. It was just a great time, I think.
Very successful.
Yes.
Should be a praise.
Successful, and I believe probably financial success, but I think more successful even in the outreach and the bringing together this community and fellowship is wonderful.
Yeah, the parking lot was full. Hard to find parking space. That's great.
Chief, I'd like to remove the name of Roger Thomas from the prayer list. But put his family on there. Roger passed away in the spirit a few weeks ago tomorrow. I did not get to go to the service, but I ran into a friend Friday. And I just want to thank all of you for your prayers for Roger. Roger found Jesus about 3 weeks before he passed away. And he, in fact, had a taped message that was included in his service. And so he passed the word along to those who came to the service. Thank you so much for your prayer for that family.
Yeah, it just shows it's never too late, is it?
That's exactly. It wasn't too late for the thief on the cross, and it wasn't too late for Robert.
But, you know, sometimes you know when you're passing, sometimes you don't, so it's not worth the chance, is it?
That's right.
Okay.
Richard, I think Hannah Wilker has pneumonia.
Mm-hmm. Hannah Wilker has pneumonia. Let's keep her in our prayers. Any other prayers or praise?
Vicki, I have another. Would you put the family of Jennifer, Jennifer Inslee? Inslee, E-N-S-L-I-E. I've got it.
Okay.
She passed away and was was cremated this week. Her father and I have been lifelong friends, and his brother asked for prayer for Johnny. Johnny's had a tough life, and he said that Johnny needed to include God in his life. And I would ask that you pray for Johnny Inslee. I'll have it on the card here, but please pray for that family. They need our prayer very much. Thank you.
All right, let's pause for a moment of silent prayer as we prepare to worship God. Amen.
Anyone that would like to join us as we sing He is Lord, the chorus only, 105.
Worship is responsive. In you, O Lord, have I taken refuge.
Incline your ear to me. Make haste to deliver me.
For the sake of your name, lead me and guide me.
Into your hands I commend my spirit, for you have redeemed me, O God of truth.
Let's all stand, turning our hymnals to Him. 563, count your blessings. I'm sure we have many, many blessings to count this morning.
sometimes fills your tempest storm. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count the many blessings they win one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, bring them one by one. Count your blessings, see what you have done. Count your blessings, bring them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the crossing heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be saving as the days go by. Count your blessings, bring them one by one. Count your blessings, see what you have done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. When you look at others with their plans and gold, think that Christ has promised you His problems told. Count your many blessings, money cannot buy. Your reward in heaven or your hope on high. Count your blessings, bring them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, make them one by one. Blessings, see what God has done. Storm in the conflict, whether great or strong, do not be discouraged, God is over all. And your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort, give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, bring them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, make them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Can you count them all? No, we can't. Lord, there are too many to count. You've blessed us, and you've blessed us, and you just keep on blessing us. Thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you for being available to bring our needs to you. Thank you for help available to us when we are ill physically. Lord, we thank you especially for your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we see this as the greatest blessing that you could send our way, coming to redeem us from our sin, coming to take away that which separates us from you, pay the penalty of our sin, death, and give us eternal life. Lord, we thank you for a time of worship that we can come apart from the world. We thank you for the time that we can offer our praise to you. Hear you speak to us anew. Lord, we thank you for special speakers, special singers like we have this morning. Another great blessing. And we thank you for the blessings of this weekend through this church. Lord, we thank you that we can bow before you and pour out our hearts to you and You hear us and you respond through Jesus Christ. And now we come this morning praying as He taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And you may be seated.
Let's turn in our hymnals now, if you will, please, to hymn 513. Oh, how He loves you and me.
Oh, how He loves you and me. Oh, how He loves you and me. He gave His life, what more could He give? Oh, how He loves you. Oh, how He loves me. Oh, how He loves you.
Express our faith with a statement of faith. The Apostles' Creed is printed in your hymnal on 716. It's also going to be up on the wall here. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From hence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Hymn 345, Blessed Assurance, one of my personal favorites. And let's sing the first and third, one and three.
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine, oh, wherefore takes the glory divine, heir of salvation, of God.
To hymn 492, I think it is. We are learning.
Pleased and delighted, and some of us have been blessed already this morning. And David,
oh, we're going to do this again.
Yeah, let's go through it again.
All right, I'll tell the story again. When I first came, I received a pen from Jenkins Church, and I went back to my pastor this past week, and I said, "Geez, I'm going back. I'd like to give the minister a pen." So this is a repeat if you were here first service, because they only gave me one. And I know everything in my church where everything is. So I said, gee, I can't find any of the pens. He says, I know where they are. And he ran out and he grabbed one of the registration books, which started after I told him about you guys doing it down here. So I do present you a Union Congregational God is My Shepherd pen from the Union Congregational Church of Weymouth and Braintree, Massachusetts. And you know, who's Reverend Wallace? He's going to talk to you about faith. I'll tell you a little story about faith. Yesterday, we had a big TV in the garage, and Gail is moving. It's an open house, so we're going to sneak out right after I sing. It's an open house that we got to clean up for us. So we were getting rid of this big old TV that got fried in one of your wonderful lightning storms that you have down here. And Gail's saying, how are we going to get this on the truck? And I tried, and I thought I was going to pop a cork, but I couldn't. So she grabbed two neighborhood boys, and we put the TV on the truck, and we drove it to your transfer station. How are we going to get it off the truck? I said, don't worry, we'll get it off the truck. Don't worry, we'll get it off the truck. We pulled into the place. We cleaned all the other trash off, and the TV was sitting there. And not only did somebody help me take it off the truck, but they put it right on their truck. And this morning, we delivered the remote control to the gentleman that took the TV. So he's going to fix it and make it work.
Before you sing, did our guest this morning, the person that used the Gill's mouth, take care of that, Pete?
Sir, I did not.
Would you?
Right, you got to get a pen. The pen's the best part.
Right. Okay. Mr. Wagner has used it so faithfully, and he called in this morning, and so Pete's filling in for him. But we didn't tell him all to do it. Okay. Welcome again.
I think, Sam and I are going to experiment with this a little. I think what I'll do is I'll sing the first verse for them. And you can join me with the second verse. Sam's going to do some harmony. And maybe on the last refrain, we'll have the whole congregation join in.
That's great.
That's correct? Okay. I thought there was a plan. Melanie? come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. With me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. I'd stay in the garden with thee, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe, his voice to me is calling. Sing with us.
And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Thank you, Sam. That was fun. Thank you.
It's children's time. Will the children please come down? And there will be children's church today.
Shining and thin, if we were going to use it, we would have
He went all the way on the cross, and he died all the way for us, and rose again to give us eternal life, didn't he? He did the whole thing. He didn't do part of it. He did all of it. So, how I'm going to ask each one of you, how old are you? Start with you. Okay, so hopefully you all got a whole lot of years ahead of you to serve Jesus, right? A lot more than I got probably. Yeah. But what we need to do is we need to decide to give our lives over to God and not give Him part of our lives, because that's no good. We've got to go all the way with Him, right? To give our lives over to God, because you know why? Because He can do a whole lot more with it than we could ever do. Just like this one penny, we can't spend half of it. We got to spend it all. So why not spend our whole life, ever having more years or days or months or whatever that is we got left, let's spend it all for Him. Don't you think that's a good idea? Can we do that? So when we decide to follow Jesus, we'll follow Him all the way, all the time. Not just say, well, when I feel like it all. When I don't feel like it, I won't. We'll do it all the time. Well, there's hymn number 376, if y'all can follow along. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
We express thanks to God. Our offertory sentence today is from James 1:25. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. The ushers, please come forward.
We can't even count them. We take them all for granted. We just thank you for the life that you've given us. We thank you for the love that we have for each other. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come to you, just giving back a small part of that which you've so richly blessed us with, we pray that you will use it. You will direct us in your ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
Short furlough. He and his wife, Beth, is with him this morning, and he's been a missionary to Columbia, South America for over 40 years. I think when I got real active in the church as a student at Bethel College and began to hear names, I soon began to hear about the Wallaces being in South America as missionaries, and all the time, I think I went in 62, so ever since I've been active and as an adult or a college student, they've been away, but we've crossed paths at General Assembly and at other meetings. Sam has had the privilege of being in Columbia numerous times. Four times?
This will be my fourth. I've been
three times already and participated in the activities there. Building. They're going back for a building project. A couple of times they went to sing in the churches there. He was with Malachi, but we welcome Boyce and Beth, and welcome Boyce to the pulpit, and come right on and bless you.
Good morning. More and more, the Colombian Christians, and part of their greeting, when you ask, how are you doing, they say, bendecido. This means blessed. And I was thinking about it as we sang, count your many blessings, and as you heard the prayers, the pastor and other prayer here about our blessings, how appropriate that should be, because what could best describe a Christian than that? Blessed, and we really have been blessed in so many ways. We're so happy to be with you, to be able to share something about our work in Colombia this morning. And we'll find as we read the scriptures from what you're printed here in your insert, from Hebrews 11, 1 to 8. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offering. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. This is the word of God for his people.
Praise be to God.
to share some experiences with you this morning about our work and the time we've spent in Colombia as missionaries. There have been years of challenge, years of struggles, years of joy, and we would like to tell you something about them. So I've chosen this text this morning, especially the last verse we read, and I want to read it again, to base some of the thoughts that I want to express. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. There are three things I'd like to bring out here. But first, I'd like to say that some of the things of Abraham's life, his faith and calling, are common to us and some are uncommon. According to Genesis, if you go back and read, Abraham evidently was rich. He had camels, he had a lot of servants, a family, and so he was rich. When we left to go to Colombia, we were still in debt. So we can't identify with Abraham on that point. Abraham went by camels. We went on a 55 Ford. This was in 1963. Abraham was 70 to 80 years old. I've forgotten just how old he was, but he was getting up in age when he was called. You know, God surprises us at every age of life. And sometimes we think, and I can identify with the senior citizens or the golden age or the old people, whatever you want to call us, and this, of thinking, well, you know, there's nothing much else left for me to do. But God took Abraham and made a whole new nation of it. So, you elders, be careful. God may have some surprising things for you and His plans. I was only 35 years old when I went to Colombia. Abraham was 78, I was 35, and at that time the mission board thought, well, you're getting up past the age we use to send missionaries out, and you may not make it, you may not last. But God has blessed us and been good to us through the years. Now, I want to mention some things where we can identify with Abraham. As you know, this is the role of faith heroes of the Old Testament. And they begin by saying, by faith. But this is where it begins. The Christian experience, the Christian life, begins by faith. When we trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. As we then become Christians. And this is a great experience. I hope all of you have placed your trust in Christ. I hope that all of you can place before your name by faith. But you know, so many times the Christians are satisfied with this initial faith. But they can't quite make it further than this. But the Bible also speaks of walking by faith. And, you know, we sang that this morning. And he walks with me and he talks with me. And those beautiful things that this hymn expresses. And they're true. For those who walk with Jesus Christ, it's a new life. It's a different life. It's a positive outlook on life. But many of us ignore him. Many of us can't quite visualize Christ riding with us because we don't walk as much as we used to. We're riding everywhere. It'd be difficult for us to imagine that Christ is going to get in the seat beside us when we leave leave this service and go with us to our home, or go with us to the restaurant, or wherever you're going. But He wants to walk with us. But many times we are not so interested because we want to go our own way. And you walk with people in the same direction. And many times we're going in one direction and God or Jesus wants us to go in another direction. So by faith, Abraham went out. This is a beautiful expression to, as we say, by walk by faith. We could take a lot of experiences, and since we're sharing rather than maybe making here a logical exposition of this text, I'd just like to tell you about two or three incidents with us. Remember one time we were up in the mountains, and I had a flat tire on the old Jeep. At the time I was experiencing heart problems, and I was having trouble changing that tire because I had an old jack, one of these, I don't know, you pump up to get the Jeep up, and I was having a lot of trouble trying to get under the Jeep, get that jack just right and hump it up. And my heart was pounding, and then some, out of the clear blue sky, somebody stopped. Never seen before. And came over and said, "You get out, let me do that for you." So I said, "Okay." And he got under the Jeep, jacked up the car, changed the tire for me, and then I asked him, "Well, how much do I owe you?" Thinking he was going to hit me with a heavy price in that area. And he said, "No, nothing," and left. That was all. So I thanked him, but you know, it taught me a lesson. Here was a good Samaritan doing this deed. And there are a lot of good Samaritans in the world, but many times we do not give them space to act. We don't give them a way to show how they would like to help. Many people are afraid to help. But anyway, this is in part walking by faith, and we can just say a lot more. I know about 15 years ago, whenever, before the mafia heads were caught or killed, Cali had its problems. And one morning, about 2 o'clock in the morning, we were shaken out of our beds. A car bomb blew up about a block from our house and shattered some of our windows and left dust all over everywhere. And in front of our street, other houses were affected and people were out panicking on the streets. But in all of this, God gave us calmness. We did not panic. We knew that He had taken care of us. He had protected us. So, walking by faith is leaving or is triumphing over fear. Most of us would like to walk more by faith, but we're afraid to. We place personal security, which is important, above anything else. We like to be sure of things. But once we have broken the fear barrier and broken our complex and started really walking by faith with God, we find a whole different world. We find a whole different experience. We find a different life. It's like being generous. We've been able to meet on this trip people who have given their testimonies, people who have become really interested in God's work. They've become interested in the Lord's great commission. They saw it, they give to it, they respond to it, but they tell their experience of how they have been liberated from this fear and entered into a new dimension, and God has richly blessed them. He has, according to a personal testimony, the testimonies of others, we have seen how that we have seen the truth of verse 6 here when it says, without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. We've been concerned for some time about the older generation in Colombia. They do not have as many resources available to them. The government does not do very much for the elderly. Some churches do, but the churches are poor and there's not a whole lot can be done. So we have a lot of older people who are abandoned by their families, or the families can't continue to take care of them. So they needed some place to find security, to find some peace, to find help. So about 4 years ago, we began to look for a place. We found this lot which has about 7 or 8 acres and an old house on it. We transformed the house to be able to take care of 10 elderly. We first rented it, and then it came for sale. So some of us had a vision for this house. We didn't have the money. We didn't know how we're going to do it. But we started praying, and by faith, we raised the money, and we have paid off this this house and lot. And this is where we're building a nursing home. Now, this project, of course, is an ambitious project for us. We still believe it can be done. But we're inviting you to share this faith and vision with us, and to help us when you can. Sam is going to be taking a group down, and you're going to be seeing it in the end of the sermon, just a little bit about this. But we invite you to share our faith and our vision, and also a feel for these people, these elderly people in Colombia, who do not have any place where they can spend the last years of their lives. The other thing about Abraham is he was called. We felt called to go to Colombia. And so when people ask us, why did you go? We say, we were called. Why did you stay 40 some years? We were called. Why are we returning? We feel called. That's the bottom line. Of course, there are many other factors that would enter into this. But at the bottom line, I said, we feel called. We feel this is the purpose and the will of God for our lives. And you know, that's the most important thing in life, whether in Colombia or here in Knowlesville, that you feel somehow you are connected to God's plan through the church, through the community, through your family, through missions. We're put here for a purpose, and that is to fit into God's plan of blessing others. So This is where we are. We feel this very much. We are connected. We feel connected with our Creator God. And we feel that we are connected to the commission of Jesus Christ to go into all the world and preach the gospel. We want our lives to count for Christ. And you do too. All Christians want this, whether they're conscious of it or not. We want our lives to count for Christ. We want to see. We want to be able to feel a peace, a contentment in our lives. And we only can do this as we feel that we are related to the plan of God for us. As we said before, this call has kept us on track through the years. We have never regretted our time on the mission field. So if God is calling you to a specific ministry, take Him up on it. You will be glad that you did later on. The last thing I want to mention here is Abraham went out without knowing where he was going. Now, we call this rather foolhardy, or something crazy. The Bible calls it faith. Remember how we started off this, how he starts off the chapter 11? Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. When we were called and we were commissioned and then went to Colombia, we had to go by way of San Jose, Costa Rica for language school. We left Marlow, Oklahoma, knowing very little or nothing about Latin America. So we had no idea much what we were getting into. And we made that trip, which is another story in itself, of going through Mexico and all of Central America, driving and seeing all these, this whole new world open up to us that we've never seen before. And it's been that way all along. We could tell you a lot of stories, but I'd like to mention one which we have, which has been very special to us, and that is Huapi. Huapi is a small village in the rainforest on the Pacific side of Colombia. It was a village where there was no Christian witness. We started there about 20 years ago, and it started with a beautiful story. A young girl from Huapi came to Buenaventura, which is a large port city on the Pacific side, looking for work. She was a prostitute in Huapi. She ran across some Christians there from our church. They invited her to church. She became a Christian, and she wanted the pastor to go back and share the good news of Christ to these people, to her own people. The pastor did, and some became Christians. I was fortunate enough to go on the second trip and went down. And in this village, although there are 10,000 people at that time, they did not have electricity. They only had the candles or some kerosene lights for their lighting. It was, you know, as we used to sing about the world in darkness without Christ. Well, this was literally a world at night in darkness. And from these visits, others received Christ. The Lord worked in the hearts of those people. And today we have a thriving church which has opened 8 missions outside of this. Two of these missions have formed their own center of operations, and they're going into the rivers and to the other villages where their people have never heard of Christ. So it's really exciting what God has done there. But when we first went, we went without knowing what we were going to find or exactly where we were going. I'd like to tell about another incident that impressed us. We, in another part of the rainforest, on another river, we'd made some contact with a village. So Beth and I went with some Christians there, and we went on this little canoe with a 15 horsepower outboard motor up the river, and it became dark on us. We left a little late. It takes about 5 or 6 hours to get up there. But then there was no lights on it, not even a candle. So we were afraid that the canoe was going to hit a log or something, because in the rainforest you have a lot of debris that floats along the river, floating down. And even though the person who was in the pilot, we called him, in charge, he was pretty good at it. Our basic light was the lightning that would flash and just open up the river. So we finally made it to the little village, and we could see those candles, a few candles still had in the homes. And from this experience, we have another thriving church in another area of the rainforest. So, but at the time, we had no idea exactly what we were getting into. We went without knowing where we were going. I had an experience, it's a personal experience that I'd like to share with you. In August of last year, I was pruning some orange trees in our backyard, or back patio. I was up on a step ladder, and I did a very foolish thing. I was on top of the step ladder. We call them scissors ladders. I don't know what you... the step ladder, about 10 feet up. And all of a sudden, I fell off on my back because I was cutting over my head. And this is a very stupid thing to do. But anyway, I did it. You know how we do these things sometimes. Well, when I knocked the breath out of me and I was out for about 5 minutes, Beth says, she came out by that time, and I looked up in the orange tree and said, what am I doing here? And I said, what am I doing here? She said, you fell off the ladder. So I said, well, if I fell off the ladder on my back up there, I probably broke my back. And if I broke my back, I'm paralyzed. I think this is the fear all of us have, that we're going to break some bones and all. And so I started raising my hands, and I could raise my hands. I started wiggling them. Well, I'm pretty good up here. And then I started raising my feet, and I could do it, and without pain. You know, that was one of the happy moments in my life, to know that I wasn't paralyzed. There were no bones broken at all. And of course, they took me to the emergency room and went through the exams and all. So there was no structural damage done, which I was really glad of. Later on, carried this on a little further. Later on, I did form a couple of hematomas in my in my head, which the doctors had to remove. But God has been with us all this time. And it has been experience of not knowing exactly where we were going or what was going to happen next. We plan to return to Colombia without knowing what we'll be doing. We know some of the things we'll be doing, but we want a different focus on our ministry. We want to serve the Lord. Now, this can be scary, not because we want to know everything, what's going to happen. We have to plan it out, everything out. But as you know, we live in a changing world. Even here, we certainly don't know where we're going as far as the way the world's going, as far as the United States is going. And it can become scary at times also. But it's an exciting adventure. And we can have, and it's a lot of fun when we know that we are going with the Lord and He is leading us. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. Now we want to close this with a short DVD about a group that went down with us, went down to help us with the Senior Citizen Center or the nursing home.
It's all about you, Jesus, and all this is for you, for your glory and your faith. It's not about me, as if you should do things my way. It's all about you. It's not about me. As if you should do things my way. You alone are God, and I surrender. It's all about you.
Help, this has inspired you to want to go to Columbia.
It's all about you.
Visit the country. It's a beautiful country. We have a good project. This is to meet some very special needs for people. So we invite you to help support this. Sam is going down in September, and he still has room for another person or two to go. Thank you for letting us share with him. The Lord bless you.
In order to know that Kelly and Tracy are going, and maybe a couple more during Sunday school hour, got motivated. So we know if your mission is going, or another mission trip, let us know. If boys and girls propose service, if you ought to be here, you can come and share it with them. But I'd like for us to turn to 379. And it's a commitment to him, and you may have a public commitment to make, but hopefully all of us, every Sunday, we can make our personal commitment between ourselves and God. Take my life and let it be in the song, and as we sing it, let us offer ourselves to God. Stand together, if you will. 379, verse 1 and 6.
Thank you.
discovered the thing that's the friend of
Thank you. Thank you.